one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Very happy this evening because my boys won this over Manchester City yesterday.
Oh, man.
Hey, good way to start the show, right?
And I'm happy, too. My team won, too.
Juventus won, so everybody's happy. And today we're going to be joined by one of the newest members of the Lancers Wall of Fame. He's one of the pioneers of youth soccer in America and also one of the founders and owners of the Rochester Lancers. Ed Morante will be with us, talk about him a little bit, and we'll talk about his history in soccer. It is a really great story, and we'll hopefully it will be have Ed on at about 6:45, looking about that time, and it's good, looking forward to having him on the show. And again, he'll be honored on the 14th of December as one of the new members of the Lancers Wall of Fame, along with Mr. Zero Dick Howard. We'll have the latest in international soccer, including some great news about a specific American playing in Italy. He did tremendously well yesterday. And then we're going to take you to the quote-unquote capital of U.S. soccer, New York City, the champion Red Bulls, and the NASL fall season champion Cosmos. We'll have Michael Lewis on to talk about that. Of course, he's also a member of the Lancers Wall of Fame. And our host, of course, is also the inaugural member of the Wall of Fame, Joe Sirianni. I'm feeling left out, Joe. I'm the only member of the show is not a member of the Wall of Fame.
I'm going to make sure that in the near future, once you get a little bit older, you know, we get you inducted in there.
Yeah, maybe when I'm about your age, right?
Yeah, when you get my age, right?
But of course, mentioning about the Lancers, of course, the Lancers season opener coming up on the 16th against the Baltimore Blast, and some big news happened recently that the Lancers honorary captain was announced for the match, and it's going to be the legendary former head coach of the Buffalo Bills, Marv Levy, will be the man at leading the team out from the locker room as the captain, and he will also be signing his brand new book. So Lancer season ticket holders can get the $15 pass that includes the book and a chance to get it autographed by Coach Levy, and the general public will be $25 that you get your book, autograph, and a ticket to the match. So definitely want to check that out. Very few people get a chance to meet a legendary man who's a tremendous person in football, American football, of course. I don't know how much he knows about soccer. Maybe he learned it from some of the Bills players at one time.
It could very well be, and I think that they should hire him back to see what's wrong with the Bills. You know, but of course,
I know what's
you
wrong
and
with the Bills. I got too many Bills in my house. What Bills. Okay.
Oh, that kind of Bills.
That kind of Bills. But yeah.
Then welcome to my house and my Bills too.
Well, there's only 100 packages available to meet with Mr. Levy and get his book signed. So call 872-KICK to get your tickets for that. But a couple days before that, we also want to mention that the Lancers kickoff dinner will be taking place at our favorite place, the Italian American Sport Club, 1250 Buffalo Road.
Compliment of Bernie Iacovangelo, of course, and compliment of the sports club as well. So all of your fans that want to meet the Lancers and have a great time, just make sure that you call the Lancers office and make your reservations.
Absolutely, and that's about 5:30. The doors will open. We'll have appetizers. And you'll have a pasta, of course, and a dinner and dessert. And so you can't get a better meal in town.
Yeah.
and well, not counting Salvatore's, of course, but the, you know, the sport club doesn't serve all the time.
That's a disclaimer.
It's a disclaimer. You can get a meal at Salvatore's all the time. You can't get it at the sport club all the time. Just on special occasions, like every other Thursday. This Thursday, you're having a dinner at the or lunch at the sport club on Thursday, Halloween. So it's going to be pretty scary. I heard.
I'm not going there because I get scared very easy.
You're not going. Come on.
You know, I went there several last year when they had all the things decorated, and as I walked in, and I really didn't know which way to go because they did a great job in decorating, and those things that they had over there, they were awful scary.
I tell you,
and I get scared very easy, so it's one of those things.
But your time with the Lancers, I'm not surprised with some of the things you had to deal with then.
Well, that's another story. But
a lot of stories there. But the dinner is November 14th, Thursday evening. Actually, there's a luncheon too, so that day be doing double duty over at the Sport Club, and get your tickets by calling Joe. He'll hook you up with tickets.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But Andrew, before we go in.
414-5122.
Yeah, 414-5122. That's my number. But speaking about the all Lancers, I want to compliment Chris Shano and Cement Shano because they won the championship in their division. They were unbeaten. I think they lost one game, much like Justo Roma is doing right now. And our compliment and kudos to the Samantha Shano and Chris Shano, and of course, the grandfather that goes and watch all the games of the grandkids. So, kudos to the Shano's family for keeping the tradition of soccer going and having one of their own being the stars of the team.
Absolutely. I also want to congratulate Nelson Cupello, the MCC men's team, doing very well. They won their first playoff game, so they'll be continuing on. Remember last year they went all the way to the Final Four. Be a little more difficult this year, I think, this time around. They're not as highly ranked, but I also want to say congratulations Gary LaPietra over at Brockport, doing very well there as well. So
if you look at the history of our soccer show and the people that we have it on and the people that we will continue to have on, are the people that have really distinguished themselves in the field of soccer. They have it not only on the field as per player, but also in the business end of soccer. And I can only say that the Italian American community at large is responsible for all that we do because they are the main and they will be the big support of soccer for whatever reason. I mean, first of all, because it's in our blood. Secondly, because we're tenacious about the sport, and thirdly, is because we put our money with the mouth is. So that's basically what it is. If you buy no tickets, there ain't gonna be no soccer. So I incite every one of you to buy your ticket for the Lancers at only $110. I believe that that's $110 for season tickets. How can you go wrong? And then you get all kind of benefits from it because you get to see great games. It's indoor. You stay away from the cold. It's nice and warm in the Blue Cross Arena. The excitement is tremendous. And then you enjoy a night out with your kids, with your family, with your girlfriend, boyfriend. Compari, whatever you want to have.
Hey, compari, ci mosso fare.
Not that kind of compari.
That's right. So, anyway, of course, the Lancers open up their season very soon, just a few weeks away now. And, of course, for Christmas time, you don't want to forget about the Rhinos and the Flash as well. Great Christmas presents, season tickets for the Rhinos and the Flash for next season. So, it's going to be a great year coming up in Rochester soccer.
And let me tell you, you're talking about the Flash, our kudos to one of our players, Lloyd, Carly Lloyd, that she played with the national team. She scored a beautiful goal from midfield. I think that she's the only midfielder in the country that so far has scored all her goals from midfield. for our position. He is not a forward. She's just a midfielder, a creative midfielder. So kudos to her.
Absolutely. We also want to, speaking of the Flash, we want to wish Amy Barzuk of the Western New York Flash a happy birthday. She's playing in Europe right now. So we wish her all the best. She did some great work in the late matches in the NWSL season. And we're looking forward to having them back again, the Flash and the Rhinos in 2014. But it's going to be a great winter, though, with soccer. We got, of course, all the European leagues going on. We got the MLS playoffs. We could have the MLS championship right in New York City. I'm sure Michael Lewis will be happy about that. And, of course, the Cosmos are already in the NASL championship. They'll be coming up in a couple weeks down in Atlanta. So a lot of things going on in the state of New York.
Well, you know, if the Cosmos win, if the Cosmos win, and you know, the and the New York Red Bulls winning, what a combination would be with New York City for all the games, for all the teams that they got.
They're not going to know what to do because they're not used to winning in soccer, not since the Cosmos of the NASL and the Arrows. Can't forget about them.
Exactly. When you talk about indoor soccer, there was the team with Jungol, Segoda, Per Ercoli and
Julie V
and
Valtuksha, Chet Messing,
Demir
Sutevsky, all the Lancer players.
Mamma mia, those were, you know, you talk about memories and you're talking about who we were and who we are. Mamma mia, what a difference.
Much different era.
They call that orgoglio, that means pride. You know, in Italian we say orgoglio, but in Americans it's pride of those people that really have put their effort to make soccer where it is today. So you and I, Andrew, and Charlie Shano, and the Soccer Sim Show, and, you know, we too are to be commended, so to speak, because we promote the game for a long, long time. We are the longest running show in North America, and there's a lot of people that don't have, a lot of cities that have soccer, professional soccer, that have no radio show, you know, and we've been the pioneers thanks to Charlie Shano in broadcasting with we played. They broadcast him and Wayne Fuller, Charlie and Wayne Fuller. They broadcast in the rain with a telephone line that shrunk maybe 100, 200 feet long, you know, in parks that were not as good as they are today.
How
so
about that?
We brought soccer back to Rochester, you know, for our father to listen to soccer.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking about the Wall of Fame. Four of the gentlemen who were pioneers of soccer will be inducted on December 14th. Dick Howard, of course, you mentioned him originally. Don Lauka, former Lancer player, former coach of the Rochester Flash and color commentator for the Rhinos. And, of course, the dean of soccer, Alex Loy, who has covered the sport in Rochester for, boy, nearly over 40, nearly close to 50 years now. And, of course, our next guest on our show, Ed Morante, who was one of the original owners and the people who came up with the idea with Rudy Lepore for the Lancers at the Italian-American Sport Club.
That's correct.
And we're going to have Ed on coming up next. He was, again, one of the visionaries who started youth soccer in North America. He'll be joining us next. Ed Morante here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale at the Rhinos office, 460 Oak Street, or by calling 454-KICK. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooge, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting rlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Lancers Wall of Famer, the inaugural members, and certainly well-deserving as much as anybody, Joe Redcard Siriani. And Joe, we're going to have now one of the new members of the Wall of Fame joining us.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's been a while since Ed Mirantis come up, his name has always come up, but this is one of the proudest moments of my career in soccer, because Eddie has been one of the guys that has been there a long, long time. He's one of the guys that has put his money forward. And he is not only is a friend, but he's a collaborator to boot. So
there you go.
What can you say?
Well, we're happy to be joined by Lancers Wall of Fame inductee Ed Mirante. Ed's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. The home opener is November 16th, Saturday night, against the Baltimore Blast, the defending champs. And the Wall of Fame induction ceremony is Saturday, December 14th, before the match against St. Louis. Call 872-KICK or go to rlancers.com. That's the letter R, Lancers. Answers.com to get your season tickets. Ed, thanks for being with us on the show tonight. How are you?
Eddie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I thought you hung up on us.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'll do it to Joe, but not to you, Andrew.
Well, Eddie, tell us about coming here from Italy, because for people who don't know, Eddie was born in Italy. Tell us where you were born and what brought you to America.
Well, Andrew, they're going to hear my accent. They know I was born in Italy. I came over at the age of 20 years old to Niagara Falls in New York. And I happened to come to Rochester to see the Banda dei Carabinieri di Roma. You're familiar in Rochester, New York, and I went to Tony Pullano, the late Tony Pullano, a paisano of mine, that he was coach of the Italian American Sport Club, and he asked me to move to Rochester, and which I did, and I gave a brief try, but then I got injured with my back, and my career ended very, very fast. But I went on to support the Italian American Sport Club, not only financial, but physically, whatever they needed to be done, I was there for them all the time. So from that point on, I just, I was asked by Joe Capogreco to take over the Jefferson High School soccer team, and I coached that team for 2 years. And then changed the name to call the Il Progresso, and we won the championship. So at the point, I was already living in Chiraj with my family, and nobody knew anything about soccer in Chiraj, and actually Monroe County also. And I decided to start a teenage soccer team in Chiraj. I found 18 young men, age 14, 15, 16 years old. And we called the Westsiders, and the late Augie Thomas at the time was coaching the Baysiders, and Victor Carlson was coaching the, I don't remember, was the North Side. And then we formed a league by with four teams. And actually, in Chiraj, we were not doing very good because my boys that never saw any soccer balls, whatever, in a lifetime. So we lost all the games, and at that point I decided it's time to start the little guy soccer young. So I put, I bought a purchase a newspaper ad in the Getchalai News asking for kids that they want to try out for a soccer league, and they came up, and I ended up with 88 boys. And we charge only $5 for registration fee those days, Andrew, would you believe that? And I went to St. Pius X School, and the late Father Murphy offered me a piece of land to create the first soccer field in Chiraj. And of course, then the town of Chiraj got involved, but they offered me other land, and we created another soccer field, which eventually they dedicated name to by name. So,
and can I ask you something? How,
sure.
The Lancer players back in the day, back in the 60s, when you started up the little guy soccer, because of course you were also an owner of the Lancers.
Yes, I was.
With Charlie Schiano and Pat Danolfo and Rudy Milano, and all those guys.
Yes, yeah. This was so the originals. I stayed with the Lancers as an owner from the beginning to the very end.
So tell us about...
Three or four of us remained from the beginning to the end, the others that were coming and going. But we took a good bet, Andrew, with the Lancers. Yeah. Joe Suriani is very familiar because he was a good trainer. Everybody loved Joe Suriani. He had parties in his backyard. I had a couple of parties in my backyard, too. And I tell you, Joe contributed lots with the Lancers. He made those players feel very, very comfortable. I remember him running on soccer field when there was an injury to take care of everybody, you know. And Joe, like, was the mother, the father of the players over there. Everybody was dependent on Joe Suriani.
That's right. So I'll ask you, were the Lancer players involved with the Chiraj Little Guy Soccer at all?
Nobody was ever involved, but I put my son's picture in the paper with me, and I title the ad, The Start of Young. So when I did that, I started with 14, as I said. I picked up a few words from Ogden, Spenceport, a couple from Greece, Churchville. And then on the second years, they asked me to go and help out, start the program in East Rochester, in Undequite, and Spenceport. And we went on, they were... The Lancers, yes, they played some part because they were coming to Chiraj to do some workshops, you know, on the soccer field, try to teach the boys how to kick the ball, how to play the game, this and that. And we also brought the teams from Chiraj at the Howard Stadium, at the time it was Aquinas Stadium, to play like 10-minute scrimmage before the game time. And from that point on, every year the number was doubling. We started out with 88, and then with 150, the following year, 300, 500. And when I left the program back about 12 years ago, I left the Chiraj program with 3,000 players. And right now I understand that Monroe County is way over 40,000. And the town of Greece is the largest town in Monroe County with a large number of players, or something like close to 4,000. So, back in the day, now we have, as you know, House League, we have travel leagues. Then the joy came, Andrew, when the girls start to want to play soccer, and we insert them with the boys at the very beginning. And then all of a sudden we had enough girls that we set up the girls' league, and then I personally started up the mothers' league with four teams in Shanghai, and then went on to do the same thing in various towns. And then I went on and started the league with the impaired children, mixed girls and boys, and they went on pretty well. And then I started up the under 40 team, and which turned to a league, and the over 40 league, which at that time I went back playing on Sunday morning. So it's been a very long history with Charlie. I can really write a long and thick book, but it's a pleasure to see today, you know, 45 years later practically, what the soccer has turned out to be. And I'm so glad that we have a professional team of the Rhinos today, as well as the Flash and the Rochester Lancers, the indoor soccer team that I give Sam Fantauso, Soccer Sam, a lot of credit for coming out from nowhere. Of course, he was a great fan, Sam deserves a lot of credit for continuing developing and inspire people to follow professional soccer at the Rochester War Memorial, the Blue Cross Arena, which I do support them. And I appreciate that they chose me this year to be part of the team with Dick Howard, Alex Loy, and Don Laka to be inducted in the Wall of Fame. So this will be really something that will be taken with me for the rest of my life. Something that anyone, as you know, everybody knows, that we like to achieve. But I do believe that you have to work hard to really deserve something like that. And I can brag myself that I did work hard for so many years, and I supported soccer all the way, and I intend to continue to do so. And I enjoy listening to your program every week, Andrew, you, and listening to you, Joe, too, my paisano from Calabria, too.
Well, I'm on my mother's side from Sicily, but I appreciate the...
because I was in Sicily about a month ago. But anyway, soccer is doing very well. I think, as you know, the MLS is doing very well. So I hope that they'll keep it up and keep on improving.
Well, Ed, we're looking forward to seeing you on December 14th. Of course, we'll probably see you sooner than that, but on December 14th for the induction ceremony before the Lancers play St. Louis at the Blue Cross Arena. So, again, congratulations, and we appreciate you being on the show tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Andrew. But before you leave, Mr. Signori is not asking me any questions, not talking to me.
Because I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, go ahead, Joe. Ask me any hard questions you have.
No, I don't have no hard question. I just wanted to congratulate you for being selected.
Everybody likes you. Congratulations on taking over as the president of the Italian-American Community Center, which plays a lot of part to soccer in Rochester, Monroe County. The Italian-American Sports Club did its part, but I think that the Italian-American Community Center is also a great supporter. And thank you for making the right decision this year, Joe. Thank you very, very much. I'll be seeing you.
All right. Thanks, Eddie.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much, Ed. We'll see you on the 14th.
Thank you, Andrew. Good luck, and I'll be listening to the rest of the program tonight, and as always, every Mondays.
Thank you.
Ed Moranti here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And again, Ed will be inducted with Don Lalka and Alex Loy and Dick Howard on December 14th at the Lancers. And of course, the former the inductees or the members of the Wall of Fame will be there as well, like Mr. Sirianni.
Yeah, exactly. We're all going to be there. And Andrew, I'm leaving the program right now. I want to thank you very much for all that you do. And I apologize for having to leave, but duty calls.
And of course it does. The sport club doesn't give you any dispensation.
Exactly.
I have to talk to them about that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe. Okay. So we'll be up next with Dick Howard and the International Report. I'll do the best I can for the rest of the show here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. 2014 Flash season tickets are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or online at WNYFlash.com. Don't miss out on all of the exciting NWSL action. Get your season tickets today. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of Your Choice Auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting rlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And also a 2013 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame. Our national report with Dick Howard brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. And Facebook is facebook.com/topnotchmonogramming. Of course, just around the corner. It's Christmas time, and what a better place to get all of your Christmas presents at Top Notch Monogramming with the T-shirts and, of course, the embroidery, the monogramming. And if you're a member of a winter sports club or even spring sports, you know, we're thinking about down the road, you never, you know, practice will be starting, you know, early next year. Get your gear all set up and embroidered, monogrammed at Top Notch Monogramming. If you mention Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, they'll give you a 10% discount and tell them that you heard about Top Notch Monogramming on our show. Good evening, Dick. How are things up in Toronto?
Yeah, well, not too bad at all, guys. Lots of drama yesterday, Andrew. I bet you thought it was going to be a tie, didn't you?
No, I had no doubt whatsoever. But Joe actually had to leave, so you've got me, so we can talk more about Chelsea. But actually, before we get into that, but I was actually on Twitter, because I keep up things with things going on during the show, and I just happened to link to this article. It's on a website. It's called SoccerLee.com, SoccerLY.com. And it's a, I don't know if you maybe this name is familiar to you, because his name is Lamberto Boranga. He used to be a member of Parma, and he's going to be 71 years old this week, and he still plays regularly for his village team, Papiano. You know, he signed a contract till 2015. So, Dick, I know. I think maybe you should think about coming out of retirement.
I don't think so. But that's great, isn't it, when you hear these stories of fellas in the, you know, in their 70s and they're still kicking the ball around, still got that enthusiasm. I mean, it's great.
Well, speaking of Italy, I have something we want to play here, a little clip of yesterday, of the match yesterday. It was yesterday or Saturday, sorry about that. But it was Roma's victory, making them the record for most victories at the start of a Serie A season. Goal scored by American Michael Bradley, and it's not just Spanish announcers who go crazy. Here's the call of Michael Bradley's winning goal from this weekend, courtesy of Roma.
Lancio in avanti, ancora verso Strootman, è ottimo l'aggancio di Strootman, si avvicina all'area di rigore, Strootman, provaci maledizione, tocca per Bradley, tiro, gol! Gol! Lex Luthor, mai che te ricrescono i capelli stasera, mai che te ricrescono i capelli, il gol di Bradley, primo gol, la Roma che passa in vantaggio.
I am back up, and boy, they call him Lex Luthor because of his bald head, and the announcer was saying he's going to shave his head like Michael Bradley. Joe translated that for me, but boy,
I thought the commentators are supposed to be neutral.
I think he was a Roma commentator.
I think so, very much so. But that's great, isn't it, for Michael Bradley to score the goal. And a good result. You know, it's always tough going into Udinese to play Udinese, and that's a good win for them. Joe, of course, happy probably Juve getting back to a little bit of stability there with a good 2-0 win. But, you know, it's going to be the same as in England. I think there's going to be three or four teams in contention in Italy, in Serie A, as well as the same situation in the Premiership.
Well, there was something posted, I think it was on that same site or a different site I was looking at. The question was posed, is Roma the best team in Europe right now? Which is interesting because Roma's obviously not in Europe per se. They're not in the Champions League
or
the Europa League. But are they the best team right now, given the fact they've started Serie A with 9 straight victories? Nobody is close to that.
No, and it's great because they don't have the problems of traveling, you know, in midweek to play in, whether it be in the Europa League or, you know, in Champions League. So who knows, you know, it's a tremendous start to the season to get that kind of a record.
Certainly is. And you mentioned about the Champions League, of course, and all of the fixtures. There's a big story came out earlier this week from Mr. Mourinho, the head coach of Chelsea, complaining about the fact that Chelsea has to play 2 games in 3 days. Obviously, this is in America, so they're not used to that over in England, and that he was going to field an under-20 team or 21 team against Arsenal in the Carling Cup, which is not nearly a one of the level of the FA Cup, obviously. But just looking at what they said the lineup was going to be, and Dick, you tell me if this is a second team lineup. Mark Schwarzer, the Australian international in goal, the back line of Ryan Bertrand, Azpilicueta, David Luiz, and Thomas Kalas, the Czech player, Juan Mata, De Bruyne, Michael Essien, Villian, and John Mikel Obi, and Samuel Eto'o up top.
Oh,
that's a second team.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. And that is, when we've talked in the past, the squad depth of the top teams, you know, you get a player that is unable to play because of injury, and you've got a quality player coming in to replace him. And that's, over the course of a season, going to be critical.
It certainly is, and that match is going to be tomorrow. It's the Carling Cup. It used to be called the Little Woods Cup, the Milk Cup, the League Cup. It's had so many different names, I can't even keep track. But it's going to be coming up this tomorrow. It'll be Arsenal against Chelsea. The match is going to be on beIN Sports. Certainly a match, I think, when it comes to the Premiership, will be a big one to watch when it happens between the two London rivals, Arsenal on top of the table, Chelsea right now second on goal difference, just behind Liverpool. And Dick, those two teams play tomorrow on Saturday. It'll be live on NBC, so 1:30 kickoff, because they've started daylight savings time earlier over in England. Mm-hmm. But boy, what a match!
Yeah,
Arsenal Liverpool.
Yeah,
it's something that you don't, in the recent years, that match has not been for the top of the table because of the Manchester clubs, who are now sitting 7th and 8th right now, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, it's North London against Liverpool, isn't it? Because on the Sunday, Everton host Tottenham Hotspur, so certainly it's going to be, again, a great rivalry between the two cities and then four clubs that are going really well at the present time.
It certainly is. It's going to be a great weekend in soccer. Chelsea has Newcastle. It should be hopefully a nice, easy win. Hopefully Arsenal-Liverpool will end in a draw, and Chelsea can go top of the table. But I want to switch gears a little bit, Dick. We had some news. Michel Platini, who is being tapped to possibly be the new head of FIFA. Of course, he heads up UEFA right now. He has put forth a proposal to increase the number of teams in the World Cup to 40 and give those extra spots to teams outside of Europe. So what are your thoughts? I think it's a great idea. I think going to five teams in a group, that's what they do in the Rugby World Cup. It's five teams in a group instead of four, and the top two advance. I think it's something that could happen.
Well, I think, you know, you've got a situation. It's still, you know, going to be a massive organizational thing, because you'll obviously need three or four extra days. But the feeling was, of course, that more countries from Africa and Asia should qualify at the expense of those from Europe. And, of course, Michel Platini, as being the head man for UEFA, said, no, don't take away your European nations. Let's go to 40 teams. So if you had two African, two Asian, two American, and one from Europe, he'd support the idea. Totally. Foul cry from the first days, isn't it? The World Cup, 13 teams in the first World Cup in 1930. But certainly there's merit for it, because now you're seeing a lot of good teams that are not qualifying for the World Cup, and this will give them that opportunity. And it's great that, you know, you're going to get that.
You got 209 members of FIFA, so you're certainly looking at a little under one-fifth of the teams getting into the World
mm-hmm.
Cup, so I don't think it's a stretch to go to 40 teams. I think it would increase the viewership, even if it could be increased more than it already is. But
yeah.
I think it's something that could happen.
The thing is, Andrew, you've got this situation. They wanted to come into play for the 2018 tournament in Russia. Then you look at the situation in Qatar in 2022, and, you know, 39 teams and the host country, it's going to be a massive undertaking in that respect.
Yeah, I think there's another country that I live in could do a much better job of hosting the World Cup, but we'll be that as it may. But, Dick, before we let you go, obviously a big weekend up in Toronto. Toronto FC getting a win
Toronto
over
Montreal.
Yeah,
Toronto FC finished with a win. Isn't that fantastic? You know, and they played well against Montreal. Montreal are concerned because, you know, a less than ideal result, and if other teams came through, they would be out of the playoffs. But they finally got through. They play Houston, and the incentive after that knockout round later this week, and the winner going against New York Red Bulls. So they've certainly had a great season, best record all time for a Canadian team in the Major League Soccer. So we're hopeful that they will do the business. Marco Davao, robbed by Joe Bendick on several occasions in the game at the weekend. And it would be great for Montreal to progress through the knockout stages into the next round. And New York Red Bulls, of course, would be a great scalp if they can get that. But it's kept them interested. It's kept Canadian fans interested. And we'll see how far they go.
It'll be a tough match against Houston, but it could happen, and then we'll see what happens. I mean, Michael Lusa certainly have a lot to talk about that with the Red Bulls winning the Supporters' Shield. But one quick last thing, Dick. Rumors about Jermaine Defoe, the great England international, coming to play in Toronto. What do you think?
Yeah, well, he's been one of two. Adebayor has also been mentioned in dispatches, but either of those two would certainly be an asset. And the manager company with regards to football with Toronto FC, Major League Soccer, the MLSE, they said they're going to get some top players. They've told the season ticket holders to hold on until the new year, until they find out who they're going to sign. So let's hope that it's players of that caliber.
Let's see what happens. I mean, I'd love to be able to go up to Toronto
and
see...
Well, keep you posted, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Dick. Appreciate it. And we'll be seeing you in town pretty soon for the Lancers Wall of Fame as well.
It'll be great to see you all again. Okay. Thanks, Andrew. Bye for now.
See you later, Dick. Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis, Lancers Wall of Famer. We'll give you all the latest about the Red Bulls, the Cosmos, the MLS playoffs. That's next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. A simple ovation, Maradena.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me, and now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call Livewire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting rlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Somewhere Frank Sinatra has to be smiling right now. Our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Let's go to the capital of U.S. soccer, New York City. Mike, you got to be in your glory right now. Mike, how are you? I think we lost Mike. We'll get him back in just a moment. But again, of course, congratulations to the Red Bulls for their first championship in their history, winning the Supporters' Shield with a drubbing of the Chicago Fire 5-2. And if you haven't seen, go to MLSsoccer.com and watch the goal scored by Thierry Henry. You talk about a world-class goal from a world-class player. Thierry Henry is that. Now that Mr. Beckham is no longer in MLS, by the way, wish Beck's the best. He had a little fender bender, which made national news, but I'm sure I think he's fine. His car survived. Michael, good evening, and again, you got to be in your glory right now with New York just at the top of the soccer world.
Very, very surprised. I was joking with someone, a colleague of mine yesterday. I feel like I'm in the a parallel universe because I'm not used to these riches. One team finishing first atop the standings, let alone two. And they did it within a 24-hour period, which was pretty remarkable.
Well, I was telling the listeners while you were getting us back on the line about Henri's goal. Boy, I mean, that was just a thing of beauty from the Frenchman. Just unstoppable from any keeper in the world, including Peter Cech.
He just performs magic. Simple as that. He might not do it all the time, but when, you know, and he might not have the same speed as he once did, or that great burst that he used to beat defenders with, but he still has it in his legs in terms of the skill and in his brain in terms of the vision. And when he gets the opportunity and the right angle and all that other type of physics, he could make incredible things out of nothing. I won't say something out of nothing, but just incredible. And it's a joy to watch. I no matter who scores a goal, I applaud, in my mind at least, because there's no cheering in the press box, but I enjoy watching great goals, no matter who scores them.
And the New York fans, I'm sure, were watching the match a little bit that I saw. They were going crazy. I mean, it was something they've been waiting for 18 years. They call the curse of Nicola Caricola, the former Italian player who scored an own goal in the first match ever for the Red Bulls. Was that, am I remembering that correctly?
That is correct. I was at that game, and I remember, I think he put it in with 11 seconds left, and at that time, MLS had a countdown clock, and so essentially I'm saying, hey, the game is over. There's no stoppage time. And needless to say, the Metro Stars were crestfallen. They had something like, I think, 40-some-odd thousand people at Giant Stadium. And it wasn't the greatest game to begin with, but to go home on a bummer like that. And whoever thought that 18 years ago, something, actually 13, I should say 17 plus years ago, something like that would have become a curse that followed the franchise around. I'll say this, though. The team has not yet won the MLS Cup. I think that would be the ultimate topping. I'm not putting down the fact that they captured the Supporters' Shield, but let's face it, in this country, how is success measured? It's not having necessarily the best regular season record in any sport. It's winning the playoffs. And we'll see over the next five games if the Red Bulls can play that many games, if they are indeed the playoff champions as well.
Well, they will have to play either Montreal or Houston in the first match. The Montreal-Houston match will be on Halloween night, 8:30. Hopefully it won't be too scary an affair. Before that will be Seattle and Colorado. The Sounders succumbing to a second-half goal from Robbie Keane to draw LA 1-1. But what a crowd, Mike. Over 65,000 people without David Beckham. And LA got the deserved point because they were robbed on Omar Gonzalez's goal that didn't count, which should have counted. It was clearly over the line. But Seattle will certainly have a home field advantage, but then they'll have to play Portland, and what a match that would be. But the Red Bulls, Houston or Montreal, I mean, they've already beaten Houston recently. Montreal, you never know what they're going to come with to the table with.
You know, Montreal seems to be in an elevator heading down, and there's no stop or emergency button. They started off very, very strongly, and yes, they got into the play. They managed to survive and get into the playoffs, but something is not right there. I think it's just a long season. They've lost a couple of key players along the way, and they just haven't been able to recover from it. Saying that, of course, as the old saying goes, the playoffs are a new season, even though the winner of Wednesday's game will have to play again on, I'm sorry, Thursday's game, excuse me, will have to play again on Sunday, and then they'll have to play again next week. So they're going to have to play three games in 7 or 8 days. So that's the problem of being in the fourth or fifth place slot in any of the two conferences there. You've got to play a lot of games over a short period of time. If you're going to ask me who the Red Bulls would rather play, well, they won both season series against both teams, and the Red Bulls played in Houston twice essentially in the past 6 weeks. Can they win a third time, or at least play to a tie in Houston, for that third meeting? You don't even necessarily have to win, but yeah, I think you'd like to at least get a tie on the road on that first away match.
That's right. It'll be whoever wins that match will host the match on the third, and then the return leg will be in New York a few days later. But so it's going to be in the second season starts, but all the road goes through New York. If the Red Bulls keep winning, they will host the MLS Cup final, and hopefully it'll be, well, I guess I don't want it to be too cold for you, Mike, but I would love to see an interesting weather situation. But I guess you also want to have a good match too, so I guess we'll see what happens in December in New York. You never know what we might get, but we know what we're going to get in Atlanta. Probably pretty good weather for the Cosmos against the Silverbacks for the Soccer Bowl championship. And in a ironic scheduling twist, the two teams play each other this weekend for basically nothing, and then they play again and again a week later for the championship. So very, very strange.
Yeah, if I'm both those teams, I don't put out, you know, you're going to have to put out some regulars, but I'm not going to show too many cards. The Cosmos, Marcos Senna, he twisted his ankle and needed to be taken off in the second half on Saturday. I mean, there's no way they're going to play him. I don't know how severe that is, but without him, it's going to be very, very difficult for them to beat the Silverbacks in the Soccer Bowl. And like I said, I'll just be very surprised if both teams, pull out all stops next week. It's just a quirk of the schedule more than anything else, and I can't blame them if it's an unremarkable game.
They want to save themselves for the following week. So are you going to be going to Atlanta for that match?
Yes, I am. I've got a flight booked, which I might have to move it, push it back a day or forward a day, whichever way you look at it, because depending on when the Red Bulls play their playoff game. So going to be quite busy in the next week to 10 days.
Yep, and then, of course, the World Cup draw is not too far away either. You're going to be a very busy guy. You're going to have a lot of frequent flyer miles, I think.
Unfortunately, I can't attend the World Cup draw because it's a day before MLS Cup, and if the Red Bulls are in it, it would be virtually physically impossible for me to get back to MLS Cup. And I don't know if you know my streak. I am one of three writers who have attended all 17 previous MLS Cups. So it's a streak you don't want to necessarily snap, especially I've waited 17, 18 years for the Metro Stars / Red Bulls to play in it. Well, they played in one championship game, but it would be horrible to miss it. And I'm going to have to give up going to the World Cup draw. I hated to do it, but it's something I had to do.
Well, Dick will cover for you. Don't worry.
I know Dick will do it. Dick will do a great job and do just fine.
Well, Mike, thanks for being with us as always, and we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you about the fate of the Red Bulls next week's show.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and that is we're going to do it for the show tonight. Of course, Joe had to leave early for sport club business, but he'll be back next week, as will myself and Dick Howard and Michael Lewis. So I want to thank Ed Morante, one of the members of the Lancers Hall of Fame class of 2013, for joining us this week. Don't forget the ceremony is December 14th. The kickoff dinner for the Lancers is the 14th of November. The home opener the 16th against Baltimore, 872 kick for tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti here on WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, this is Andrew Battisti. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, LiveWire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.